The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Excitement personified on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Rich McFadden.
Hello.
Kara Schillen. And lying, no good so-and-sos are everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The woman that filed the complaint against Trump's manager. What an outrage. ExxonMobil is lying to the public. What an outrage. Volkswagen has deceptive diesel claims. What an outrage.
Who can you trust?
I can't trust anybody. But you, and you can trust me.
Yeah.
And that's it. Okay, so you realize how
silly... Anything, you're a little too honest.
Me? Yeah. Yeah. No, it's my
that's what bugs me.
I know. Okay, so here's the situation. There are three of these. There's probably a dozen, probably 30, 300 of these stories if you wanted to dig around for them. But the best examples of this foolishness that if you watch the news, it's almost becoming like a comedy. Instead of having newscasters...
It's the leading...
Comedy
story.
This guy
everywhere.
It's just incredible
abuse thing.
You look at the tape and nothing happened, but because the news is one of our own.
Well, he did grab her.
Yeah, but did he grab her and then throw her to the floor?
He did not. She claims that I was jolted back and thrown to the floor.
Who defines that?
And he claims he just grabbed her. She claims they got bruises.
Right.
They claim, how do you know the bruises came from Trump's campaign manager?
Right. Volkswagen. This is news. The Federal Trade Commission accused Volkswagen of deceiving consumers into buying diesel vehicles. So now they're suing
that
for $15 billion in damages. Well, I told you, both my children bought at the same time. They talked to each other, and they both decided, okay, my son said, I'm getting a Volkswagen today,
sure.
And 45 miles to a gallon, we save money, it's great.
And I totally get that, the deception of the gas mileage that they were promised that they would get.
Yeah.
But how were they deceived into buying a diesel?
They weren't. They wanted to buy a diesel. Both of them. Megan has always driven diesel cars. She had a little Rover when she was a student in England for 7 years. This little tin can with like a 40 horsepower diesel engine in it and a 5-speed transmission. And this little blue Rover, she drove it around for 7 years. And it was very cheap. It was cheap to buy, cheap to operate. And that's how she learned what the value of diesel. Well, no, actually, she learned on the farm because all my tractors and trucks and stuff are diesel. So she was familiar with diesel as a kid growing up, knew what it was all about, wasn't afraid of it. Okay, let's do it because it's inexpensive. The engines last forever. I got a Ford pickup truck. 2000. Has 294,000 miles on it. Engine's never been apart. Put new injectors in it. It gets now 13, 14 miles to a gallon. Diesel fuel for the around here is cheaper now for the first time in years than gasoline. Price of gasoline is creeping up.
We all know that corporations lie to us.
Yes.
And corporations are bad.
Diesel's bad. That's what I was
saying.
Yeah. These people.
Bernie Sanders should be president so that we can deal with these lying corporations.
Right.
Who cheat us all the time. And don't pay any taxes.
Bernie for president. Yeah.
Feel the burn.
Yes. Okay. So those of you who look at the climate roundup story of the day, because every day there's a different... I'm not laughing about what's going on, because it's serious, and what happens is happening. It's true. But it isn't caused by environmentally irresponsible companies like Exxon. Are they environmentally irresponsible? Absolutely. Are they no good son of a bees? Absolutely. Did this start yesterday? No. It didn't start yesterday. So somebody woke up and decided we'd make a headline out of it. A few attorney, what, 21 or 22 attorneys generals of states around the country are suing Exxon for climate change, greenhouse gases. They lied to us because they aren't trying to reduce the greenhouse gases. How are you going to do that? How they can't. Volkswagen and the other car manufacturers, by the way, you never hear about BMW, same thing. Volkswagen, I'm sorry, Mercedes, same thing. There are good engines around. Most of them are made in Europe. The Rover that Meredith has just bought has a diesel engine in it. It's great. It's a very efficient engine, lots more mileage. It's just as quiet as a gas engine. You can't tell it's diesel if you don't know. Everybody wants to get worked up about something. The news media's got to get your shorts crumbled up about something every day.
Man, they let me tell you something.
Playing you
just watching the TV news at the top of the hour.
Ah.
What a waste of my 5 minutes. I'll never get that 5 minutes back. My life is just sucked 5 minutes out of my life.
Yep. Well, it's a good thing you're listening to the Good Day program.
At least we can giggle about it a little bit.
Richard here, H&R Block Tax Pro. April 15th is not the last day to file your taxes. That's right, America. The tax gods have smiled on you. Because this year's deadline is April 18th. That's 3 extra days for H&R Block to help you get every credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up quickly, so make yours now or come in soon. It's still refund season, America, but not for long.
Not everyone gets a refund. For details, visit hrblock.com.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot, and the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. 2 pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
It's another very important story today. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, hold on to your hat. Ice cream fans.
Uh-oh, this is big news.
Taking vanilla for granted. But the beans are actually not the vanilla beans. May, in fact, not be vanilla beans. No.
And if they are, you're paying 3 times as much for your ice cream right now.
Madagascar, the African island nation that's the world's leading vanilla bean producer, has had a poor harvest. So now the price of vanilla beans has tripled. So if you want real vanilla beans in your ice cream, you're going to pay 3 times as much for it starting pretty soon, as a matter of fact. The price boost is attributed not only to lower supply, but poor quality. So that means ice cream is going to cost you more money. Vanilla will never be the same again. Okay.
You know what? I'm surprised here.
Why?
I'm just looking up right now Häagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream ingredients. I'm surprised they actually still use...
They do. Vanilla ice cream. Beans?
Yeah, vanilla beans. And because, you know...
Most of the...
my kids are eating Aunt Jemima maple syrup this weekend on their...
That's not maple syrup. That's nothing but sugar. It's corn syrup.
It's corn syrup.
That's all it is. So, in the cheap vanilla ice cream that you buy at Friendly's or you go to the store and you buy... Maybe even Breyers used to be better ice cream. I'm a connoisseur of ice cream. I know it. If there's anything I know about, it's ice cream.
But it's not just because you like it. It's because your cows supplied Breyers for 15 years.
Yeah,
right?
It used to be... We had a Breyers plant here in Framingham until a year or so ago, and
now they make it in China.
they may very well make it in China. we had my brown cows. Brown cows are really high butterfat content, so that's what you want. And good ice cream, you want butterfat. You want high quality cream that has really good butterfat count. So, because I was the closest guy around, they used to come and they'd skim the butterfat and off of the milk. They do because obviously, if you don't keep it spinning, the cream's going to rise to the top. So they take that, and that's what they use to make the ice cream. Now they don't do that anymore. As Richie said, I don't know where they make it, but they don't use the same ingredients because it costs too much money. But that's why Häagen-Dazs and the other really expensive brands of ice cream are as expensive as they are because they have really good ingredients in them. This go to the like in any other food, anything, no matter what it is. Go down the aisle and look at frozen peas versus canned peas, and see the difference in the nutritional content. And then go to the ice cream place and pick up a quart of Häagen-Dazs, and then pick up and Ben and Jerry's too. That's pretty good quality ice cream. And then take it to compare it to the store brand. Test ice cream, whatever it is, and it's you look at it. And
here's Häagen-Dazs: cream, skim milk, sugar, egg yolks, natural vanilla.
Yep, natural vanilla and egg yolks. Now let's see if you can find anybody else's ice cream.
Seal test, that's a good one.
Yeah, look at seal test, and you will find that there is. It's like the milk, the raw milk versus the pasteurized milk that I used to have at my store. They cook all the good stuff out of it. So what did you find in seal test ice cream? Keep the audience waiting.
Corn syrup.
Corn syrup, yeah. Stop right there.
Cream, whey, and diglycerides.
If you can't pronounce it,
bean, gum.
Yeah, gum.
Guar gum, carrageenan, natural flavor, anato coloring.
If you can't pronounce it.
Tarragum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
You don't want
to stop.
Thank you.
Enough said.
I think Meredith and I were talking about this the other day. I was looking at a label for something. I'm trying to remember what it was. If she's listening, she'll send me an email and tell me what it was. But we were comparing the ingredients in something, and she said, don't buy it if you can't pronounce what's in it. And so that's probably as good a handle as you can get on anything. Oh, I think it was.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I know what it was. Almond milk. There's different kinds of milk because I don't have my raw milk. I'm lactose intolerant to regular milk. So I'm looking around, and she drinks almond milk. And so she said, be careful because there's really good whole pure almond milk. And then there's the other almond milk that if you look at the label, you can't pronounce the stuff that's on it. Don't buy it. What did you say? For what?
Well, I quickly saw a Breyers that said corn syrup, but now I'm looking at their natural vanilla.
Yeah, it's two, right.
Simple ingredients like cream, sugar, milk, and you ready for this?
Right.
Rainforest Alliance certified vanilla beans.
They're not being grown in Madagascar then, because the rainforest is not in Africa, it's in South America. So, all right, isn't that exciting? You know that you are the smartest kid on your block when it comes to knowing about ice cream.
Diesel engines and ice cream. We got you covered.
We're all set here, folks. Don't go anywhere else. For the real news, the important things that affect your life truly and dearly, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program at 21 after the hour.
Yeah, what he said.
All right. December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
To review another year in musical history. This week in 2006 saw five fairly varied performances in pop music, starting with Keith Urban, who's been somebody I've never, ever connected with on any level. Here he is with a song called Making Memories of Us, number five, during this week in 2006. Crank it up, Richard.
Stand out in the crowd for you.
See, when I hear that lyric, I listen to this song, it doesn't stand out at all. It just sounds like another country bumpkin musical.
The Australian country bumpkin. That's
yeah,
Keith Urban.
Married to what's her face?
Miss Forehead.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, it's funny about the top five here, Doug. This week in 2006.
Yeah.
He is now an American Idol judge.
Yes.
The next one is an American Idol theme
winner.
Song. No, not winner.
Oh.
And the third, number three song is an American Idol winner.
All right, so let's get rid of the mystery here. The number four song, this was 2006, referring to Richie's discovery that Daniel Powder is the... I don't remember how this fit into American Idol because I wasn't a big fan.
When they used to have people that were voted off the American Idol Island,
they
would do the little tribute to the contestant, and this was the song.
All right, Victoria, are you an American Idol fan?
I'm more a fan of The Voice, but I have watched Idol throughout the years at different times.
Really?
I remember the Daniel Powder thing. Yeah, that was, I thought that was a bad choice, but.
I was kind of hitting you between the eyes with whatever the results were.
Yeah, having a bad day.
Yeah, having a bad day. Get lost.
Arrivederci. For you. See you later.
Yeah.
For you. All right, so I believe Kelly Clarkson won the second year.
First.
Oh, I thought Underwood won the first.
Nope.
Kelly Clarkson, winner of year one on American Idol because of year number three during this week in 2006, which would have been, the year after? This is her 15th year of this, so it started 2001. Okay, so she had a career going by this time. Everybody like Kelly Clarkson?
I like Kelly Clarkson enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enough. What are we? How do we measure that? Enough.
Well, I'm not going to rush the stage, is what I'm saying.
Right.
All right. So something else you don't know, Victoria, is that Roberta is one of the premiero Bruce Springsteen's fans of the country. How many concerts of his have you gone to over the years?
I stopped counting at about 250.
250.
I'm going tonight. Tonight's the Madison Square Garden makeup show from the snowstorm that was canceled from the snowstorm.
I thought you said makeout show.
Yeah.
Well, I wish it was that.
When's the last time you saw Bruce Springsteen?
L.A. a week ago.
Yeah, okay.
So the two L.A. shows. I didn't go to L.A. 3. I went to L.A. 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Were you next to the kid who asked Bruce to sign his tardy note for school?
Yeah. No. No, but I was right up front for both.
Roberta posted a picture on her Facebook page of her hand on Bruce's thigh next to the stage.
Yeah. Well, I've had my hands on his rear when he crowd surfed.
Yeah. That's what you're dealing with here, Victoria, just so you know.
I'm hardcore.
Okay. Number two. Mike Mouson. Song's called You and Me. Number two this week, 2006. Richie, crank it up. I don't really remember this song.
Yep.
You?
I've seen these guys live. They're great, actually.
Are they? What makes them great?
They're just a great live band. They sound just as good as their records.
Really? All right. So I let that statement speak for itself, folks. Number one, James Blunt.
You're beautiful.
That's a very nice song, I think.
You're beautiful.
I would say this for Roberta and Victoria. You're both beautiful ladies. Richie, you're not beautiful.
You've never even seen Victoria.
She's a nice way about it. Beautiful way about her. And if I were to, well, I have to counter that because as far as Roberta's way is concerned, sometimes it's not so
beautiful.
Excuse
me, hello?
Hello yourself. Yeah, she has that for sure. She has her moments. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from Plant Stem Cell Technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262. Get you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
After the hour now, we have a good day going on. Yep, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Victoria Keelan, who is on the program for the first time today. And if she's not back tomorrow, it'll be because she's had too much of Roberta. Richie and I are fine, yeah, but she'll have been fed up.
Everything was good until Roberta
showed up.
This
right.
Woman.
Exactly. Netflix's plan to conquer the world. This is something that sort of distracts people. I never paid any attention. I had no idea. I remember when people in my family used to order Netflix and they'd come in the mail.
You know, the DVDs in the mail. Yep.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So now they are a global network, and they have presented a path for steady growth that pushes them beyond their 75 million subscribers, which is about what they have today, apparently. A lot of money there. There are 7 billion more people, and they want them all.
Mm-hmm.
Their aspiration means a lot more, though. What happens when every part of an online entertainment empire is controlled by one person or one company? And that's really sort of what is going on here. There's a net neutrality issue. Apparently, here are reporters Ashley Jenkins and Meg Turney coming from the website The Know, talking about how Netflix has been blaming service providers for years when it turns out that they are the ones who have been throttling your video stream.
After years of crusading loudly against bandwidth throttling, taking aim at companies like Verizon for diminishing the viewing experiences for their subscribers, and generally fighting for net neutrality, 12, it appears that maybe it was Netflix that was throttling our binge-watching sessions all along.
It's not the kind of plot twist you like to hear, honestly.
That's a bad kind of twist.
Yeah, in a new blog post titled, Helping Netflix Members Get More from Their Mobile Data Plans.
In the post, Netflix admits that, yes, it's been throttling your streaming service down to 600 kilobits per second, but it was for your own good, they promise. According to them, it was to protect you from hitting your mobile data cap.
Good guy Netflix, violating net neutrality on your behalf.
In the post, Netflix defends its actions by blasting mobile data caps and putting all the blame there. For them, they were worried that users were hitting their data caps set by mobile providers and that that might cost them some subscribers. So the natural solution was to just limit all that data.
But don't worry, you totally didn't notice. Per Netflix, this hasn't been an issue for our members. Our research and testing indicates that many members worry about exceeding their mobile data cap and don't need the same resolution on their mobile phone as on a large screen TV to enjoy shows and movies.
As for just how long this fishy behavior has been going on, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Netflix started throttling bandwidth 5 years ago. So, yes, that's the same time frame that they've been showboating about how anti-throttling they are.
Okay, so that was from Framingham South High School, that report.
That's interesting, though.
It is, actually, because they presented a lot of facts worth chewing on. And we've been trying to figure out over the course of the program today how sophisticated I am. I just know that Netflix comes on Meredith's TV. I don't have it here. And that's what I know about Netflix.
Magically appears.
Right, yeah. Magic. And, well, I can watch 24 on it. We can binge watch House of Cards.
How is it this magic box in our living room gets all of this content?
It's delivering Kevin Spacey right to me.
It's
right.
Just a miracle.
Uh-huh. Okay. So anyway.
Miracle box.
Do you guys all have Netflix? And is this affecting you?
Yeah, Netflix. Yep.
Yeah. Well, how do you get it, though? That's what I got out of it.
How do you get it?
The internet.
You get it on the internet.
Yeah. Right, but I think what Doug means, we're all hardwired with our TVs. We're not watching. We're not streaming
not
it on mobile devices.
I have a... So, Doug, what she's trying to say is that since you have a cable...
Victoria. Yeah.
A cable plugged into the back of your TV, that is how the Netflix is delivered to your TV. Whereas on some smart TVs, I have cable coming into my TV, but the way I get Netflix is through the Wi-Fi on the smart TV.
Right.
So you can still have both, but
really,
right?
It's still magic.
It's what they're talking about is Wi-Fi versus data plans. So
correct.
If you're using
yeah.
your AT&T or Verizon data plans, that's where the throttling occurs.
And so Netflix is
saving you money.
They think they're coming across as being the good guys because we're trying to save you money, which is a load of horse manure, from what I'm gathering.
Yes.
So.
Basically, I've always felt they're creating evidence that furthers their case for net neutrality.
Ah. Okay. American Airlines, flight 736.
By the way, Victoria, Doug is still just as clueless coming out of that story as he was going
yeah,
in.
Yeah,
net neutrality is like this black hole for him.
American Airlines, flight 736, scheduled to leave Detroit to Philadelphia, was canceled because the pilot was drunk. Well, the FAA said the pilot was detained under suspicion of having a back over the a BAC, whatever that means, over the legal, what is that? What's alcohol?
Blood alcohol content.
Thank you.
Right.
I just figured that out. Thank you. When he arrived for his flight in Detroit, flight was carrying several students who were headed to a spring break vacation. After a picture of the students asleep in the airport was posted to Instagram, there was another post, when your pilot gets drunk, your flight gets canceled, and you've been up since 2 a.m.
Get off my plane.
All right. Spokesman for the airport said that the pilot failed a breathalyzer test and was taken into custody. So how often does one have his breath checked before he gets into the plane? I'm kind of a little concerned. As much as I fly, how much of that goes on?
That's very random. But what this guy did was, when he went through the security checkpoint, TSA noticed he was a little loopy.
Uh-huh.
And they called the airport police, who then came out and checked him out.
Right.
The one thing TSA notices, that's good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And it's a flood of wasted time and effort. A photo of the pilot of being arrested and taken by a passenger was posted to Twitter. American must love this. Here's their statement. This is a serious matter, and we're assisting local law enforcement and the feds with an investigation. We'll handle this matter appropriately. Hello, this guy's fired. See you later, alligator. It's not really, they apologize to the customers. Okay, it's not American Airlines. You won't hear me sticking up for American very much, but in this case, it's not.
Well, you like American. You fly them a lot.
I didn't mean I like them. I fly them most of the time because they have too many miles. That didn't mean I like them. I don't like them much at all, but they're better than... This is the relative of the legacy airlines. American sucks less than United and Delta. How's that?
I fly Southwest. I love Southwest.
Well, the problem with Southwest is you can't you can plan on where you're sitting if you get in the front of the line, but the planes are always full and there's not as much leg room. I just don't like flying in that circumstance. I don't mind short hauls. I used them to get to Denver a couple of weeks ago, but I just don't want to fly across the country on them.
Yeah, you see, but if you get on early, if you're A-list and you get on early, I would take the exit row seat.
Right, that has nothing in front of it.
Yep, and you get even the one on the other side is good too.
Yeah.
You get a lot of leg room.
$12 to get in the A group.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
All.
An extra $12 to be in the A group.
Yeah.
But then there are...
You can be in the back of the A group, though, is what you're saying.
I'm actually looking at a picture of this guy.
My God, Buffy, I have to be up in the front of the plane.
And also, if you fly when the non-business people are flying, that A1 through 15, which is usually business travelers... Not many people.
No.
And, you know, it's mostly tourists, and they only fly once or twice a year, and they have no idea
have
the layout of the plane. They're clueless. They're clueless.
No. They just know they paid X number of dollars to get on the plane, they're going to get to someplace, and... You heard the story of the Allegiant Air. This was Friday. This would have happened Thursday. Allegiant is an airline based in Las Vegas that has about 40 planes. They're all MD-80s, and they're the older MD-80s. So they had the flight was going from Las Vegas to...
Victoria, that's an airplane, by the way.
Flint.
I'm aware. Thanks.
Okay, good. From Las Vegas to Flint, Michigan, I think. And there was a mechanical, so they put him on another plane. They got there 2 hours later, and there was another mechanical. And so they put him on another plane. They got there 6 hours later, and there was another problem. So they put him up in a hotel overnight. It took them 20 hours to fly from Las Vegas to Flint, Michigan. You can drive it in 14 or 15 hours. And so, but
that's awful.
That's one of those, another one of those airlines like Spirit. It has no reason for being. It's just cheap. $10 seats, and then they add, you know, you pay $35 for your.
Move on.
You got your 2 minutes to rant.
You realize
Move on.
You see, Victoria, how disrespectfully I am treated by
Victoria. If you don't stop him when he gets on airline talk, he'll be talking until next Tuesday.
43 past the hour on Good Day. Discussion of minimum wage increases and further examples of what it's going to mean to people who think they're going to be able to continue their job when they're paid $15 an hour. The joke's on them. That coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262, get you you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
Fruits and veggies in a capsule. That's right. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies capsules maintain 10 servings of 31 different 100% whole fruits and veggies. They are powerful antioxidants, enhance your immune system, and most importantly, have no synthetic extracts or fillers.
Call now to find out how you can get your free set of fruits and veggies. Call toll-free 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code GD.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
47 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. The minimum wage discussion continues. There are those, as each month, the beginning of each month, there are new states that have enacted these laws. The minimum wage still isn't a national thing. It still isn't $15 an hour, but I think there are some candidates. Isn't it Bernie, Roberta, doesn't Bernie Sanders want $15
an hour? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
National?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think Hillary said anything about it, and I know the Republicans would be against it. Here's Jeanette Wicks, who's an economist at the Political Economy Research Institute, explaining why she believes the minimum wage needs to be raised.
Where's that one, Doug?
That would be $3.92, Richie.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Yes.
Oh, $3.92, yeah.
That one, that's $3.92.
One of the things that I think is lost in this entire conversation is the basic question about what does a $15 minimum wage look like in our economy. One of the historical aspects that I like to point out is that if you look over the history of the federal minimum wage, which currently is only $7.25, you'll see that it has not kept up in its value over time. Now, if you look at what it was in 1968, what its inflation-adjusted value was in 1968, you're looking at something in excess of $10 an hour. Now, the other important thing to know about the minimum wage is that it used to
be on the average another theorist who doesn't have a company of her own, who doesn't have a background in running a company or working. These people who are theorists are great until it comes to the practicality of how many robots are going to, until you're trying to pay your payroll and you can only charge X amount of dollars because your company's competing with somebody in China or whatever the reality is. The thing that bothers me, because I'm an agrarian, most everybody knows I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, is how this applies on the farm. There are lots of exemptions for farm. For example, Massachusetts, where I am, we have the right to farm bylaw. And you have to pay if you want to compete, you got to pay a reasonable amount of money, $8-$10 an hour, depending on how it is, maybe $12 an hour. But to tell farmers that they got to pay $15 an hour, okay, one more nail in the coffin of the family farm.
Same
because
here,
there isn't, people don't want to pay.
I can't
at
get
the
anybody
store.
To work here in radio for under $12-$13 an hour.
No, right.
You're just not going to get anybody good.
Yeah, right. All right, so there we have. I just think, look at the robots that are coming into the fast food business, and it kind of tells the story of where it's all going. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
This is the Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Make your questions quick. He's only got 5 minutes. Warren Eckstein, the host of the Pet Show. You know, you could be here every morning. I would love to have you as a co-host of the program. You are affable, intelligent, fun. You have a great way about you, and people would love to have to hear from you. I bet on any number of things. I'd love to have you weigh in. For example, on the presidential race, what kind of pets do all of these characters have? Have you done a study on that?
No, I haven't, which absolutely amazes me. And the thing that amazes me more than anything, Doug, is that all of these candidates running, if they took one picture of them kissing or hugging a dog or a cat, yep, they'd get the election.
Win. They'd win.
Of course. Maybe. Listen, I always say this, over 60% of people in the United States now live with pets. So it's a big amount of people, and people really want someone who shows some compassion. Of all the candidates out there, think of every single candidate out there, I haven't seen one really have that that emotional relationship with either a person or a pet.
Looks like Hillary Clinton has a poodle mix.
Well, they had the dog that got run over. Remember they had that nice dog?
Socks. They remember Socks, the cat that used to run around the outside of the White House?
Yeah.
And Marco Rubio had a shih tzu. That's appropriate. And Ted Cruz has got one of those little Bichon Frises. Look at this. Ben Carson looks like he's got a pit mix, Doug.
Really?
Yeah.
See, now I even like him more because you said the other ones have purebred dogs, and it sounds to me like maybe he has a mix. He adopted a shelter. Can you imagine if Donald Trump went out today and went to a shelter in New York City and adopted a strange, abused animal and took it home? He'd have the election nailed up.
Carnegie Arena had two dogs.
Yeah. Okay. So we've answered that question. All right. We got a couple of things going on here. The first dog cafe for rescue pups in our focus up next here. Warren Eckstein on the air with the Good Day program.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Doug Steffen and Warren Eckstein on the Good Day program. Warren is the pet show host, does a great program heard around the country every weekend. Cats, pets. You saw the work being done by this dog named Dog Vinci, a painter, and some of the things they're selling for charity. On Long Island, you can sell anything for charity. But as near as I can tell, they put paint on the dog's paws and then walk around on some canvas. Am I right about that?
Hey, listen, I live in Santa Monica, California. You can see the artists here. That looks like they all put paint on their feet.
Yes,
that doesn't look any different.
Being one of your neighbors, I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, so
I think it's a great idea. Anything that's related to charity, money for animals, good idea.
The first dog cafe for rescue pups, generating some serious buzz. Our poll at DougSteffen.com asking where you got your pet. Listen to this, Warren. 32% of the people responding at DougSteffen.com got their most recent pet at a shelter, 24% from a relative or a friend, 20% in other sources, 13% a private breeder, 12% a pet store. So that's trending in the right direction, I think, don't you?
Yeah, I'd like to see the pet store down to zero, but other than that, it is trending in the right direction.
Yeah. The video of the day.
The cafe is a great idea, Doug. The cat
is
one that opened up years ago for cats, and they ran out of cats. Every time people came in, they would wind up adopting a cat. So I'm hoping it works the same for dogs.
This is in Los Angeles. You've probably been there. I'm trying to remember where it is. The lady that runs it is Sarah Wolfgang, and she's been doing this off and on for 15 years. She says she doesn't like puppy mills. She's in South L.A. someplace.
I'm going to have to take a ride over there and give you a report.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about it myself. I wouldn't mind going over there. The two of us go over there together. Check out the video of the day that we posted at DougSteffen.com, too, of Buddy the Bulldog, who would rather sit than walk on the treadmill. That's a great visual. It is a great visual. 59 after on Good.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor Legal Tender Gold Coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.